When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And the final hour has arrived, and we look forward to hearing from all of you. We begin in Colorado. Dale is first up. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
So, yeah, I just kind of quit, you know, comment on the schedule. The only thing that kind of bothers me is, okay, for like Georgia's schedule, I think, you know, I think they should have played Oklahoma because they were on the schedule for this year, and I think they should have played Texas A&M because we haven't been there since they joined the conference, and the Bama game is in Tuscaloosa again. I think it should have been in Athens. And one more thing, Paul, before I hang up. So I listen to a lot of Georgia podcasts, and so the big joke is, since it's Father's Day weekend, is what is Kirby giving Saban for Father's Day? Paul, you know, I have the perfect gift idea. You know what they are?
What's that?
A box of the pins and a quarterback. Go Dawgs. Thank you, Paul.
Chris is up next in Texas. Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Very well.
Yeah, I'm going to call in and talk about the A&M's football schedule. A lot of people think it's soft, but I think it's good enough, like there always been. Welcome back, T-Sips. It's been 11 years since you've been in the conference, and we're looking forward to having the old rivalry back and the old conversation. I hope things well. I hope things come well. Thank you for your time, Paul.
Thank you very much. Andy up next, Arkansas. Good afternoon, Andy.
Hey, guys. Hey, can I want to talk about Dan Hampton going to the College Football Hall of Fame or whatever that is. I want to comment on the Vanderbilt, the guy who they need to talk more about Vanderbilt. That's hilarious. And then also the schedule. I am super excited. You know, I think this lays out really nice for the SEC. I don't think they could have been on a more even keel and more fair to some of these schools, especially Oklahoma and Texas coming in. But this sets up amazing. It's going to be an exciting year, and this is going to be a year for the fans, I think. There's some great matchups. And then the Vanderbilt thing, I got to agree with him, Paul. I don't think you give Vanderbilt enough love. I think you need to give Jay Cutler a call and have him remind you how great they were. And then Dan Hampton, long overdue. But I looked up, and this is only, and I'm not complaining because the game is different, everything's different, the pay is different. If you look up Dan Hampton, he's not only the NFL Hall of Fame, but look what he did for the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl run, but then Arkansas. His net worth, and I normally don't care about that, is $500,000. After all that man has accomplished in his entire life and what he's done to give back to the society and stuff like that, good for him. He's still plugging. He's still doing podcasts and stuff like that. He's actually announcing, I think, part of the Bears broadcast. But good for you, Dan Hampton. We miss you. And, Paul, thanks for the show.
Thank you very much. Really nice of you to call. Jay is up next in Alabama. Jay, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul.
Hi there.
Great show today. I got one question for you. Why does everybody always want to rub your head?
I think it's primarily just one person. He just calls a lot.
No, I've heard several people. Anyway, I got a response to Wes and Mr. Bulldog. They definitely when they come to T-Town, we're going to spank that ass. But we're going to win the West next year, which will be the last year we have, you know, the conference, the divisions. But we're going to win the West, and hopefully Georgia makes it there. We're going to win the SEC. That's my prediction right now. Roll Tide, Paul.
Glenn is up next. Hey, Glenn. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing well. Thanks a lot.
I think what it is about your head, rubbing your head, is it gives them good luck. That's what it is.
I hope so.
I just wanted to say, congratulations to the Rutledge family for having a newborn. And I miss Laura on NFL Live.
Well, she'll be back. Yeah, she's just taking a little bit of time off, which you would expect. But she'll be on her way back shortly. Thank you very much for the call. Mad Dog is up next. Hey, Mad Dog.
Always a pleasure to be speaking with you, Paul Feinbaum. How you doing today?
We're doing great. Thanks a lot.
Well, Georgia's been catching a lot of grief for having the easiest schedule this year, and I don't think anything can be said about us having the easiest schedule next year, especially when you add Clemson to the mix. So I've come to about the only guy I think that could answer this question, and I haven't heard anyone talk about it, and that is tiebreakers. Do you know how those will work next year?
Not yet. And it's a really good question. I will defer to until we get an accurate answer. I don't think it's a difficult thing to ascertain, because there are standard tiebreakers now. And I bet if we looked it up, it would be fairly similar. The only question I have is whether the CFP rankings are going to play into it or not. I do not know that, but we're talking primarily about the SEC championship, are we not?
That's correct. Right. I mean, I could see five teams, with two losses and a massive loss.
Yeah, I don't think the rankings will be a factor there. I think that will come down to a number of other issues. Head-to-head is going to certainly factor into it, but it could be complicated. I'll defer to my friends in Birmingham to provide you an answer.
Has that come out yet, or do we just not know?
No, I have not seen it.
Okay. All right. Well, I figured if anybody would know, you would.
Yeah, sadly, I don't, but I'll try to find out as quickly as I can. Thank you very, very much. David up next. Hey, David, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Paul, and I have to set this up. The world is all about division and controversy. And as you know, you are the master of division and controversy. And you're getting into the scary months of the show where June and July, there's not a lot of sporting things going on. And so in years past, you've had the division between Alabama and Auburn, Clemson in Alabama, Ohio State. Then when the pandemic hit, you had the people who wanted people in the stadium versus people who didn't want the stadiums to be full. And so this summer, I'm asking you to predict, are we going to have just the Georgia fans whining about no respect? Or, are we going to be talking about golf? The division there.
Yeah, David,
or do
I
think we'll have a surprise?
Yeah, well, last year we did have a surprise, but if I had to guess what the hot list would look like, and what does that mean? That means the hottest topics every day. I think this Georgia-Alabama battle is raging. I think what you're hearing now, too, is you've got everyone against Texas. Premature maybe for 23, but it's still pretty active. The A&M Texas, Texas Oklahoma, Arkansas factors in. But right now, I think the number one bone of contention is that Alabama fans deeply resent the insinuation that their moment has ceded to Georgia.
Well, I got no problem with that. I do grow kind of tired of, everybody maybe speculating that Coach Saban's too old. I think that's ridiculous. And I am a person who thinks we might get a surprise somewhere in June and July that nobody expects. And
well, if I could go back a year ago, the big story at the end of June, at the end of May, was Jimbo Fisher and Saban. And that did not last. By the time we got into mid-June, that story had abated. And then the final week of June last year, we had the SC to UCLA move. And that was probably one of the bigger stories of the summer. But right now, the NIL conversation, I think, has calmed down after last week in Washington. I mean, I don't know what else you can say about that. Back in the day, there was always this program is being investigated, but we all know what's happening there. Everybody is doing everything possible to gain an advantage. So, I don't know. I would guess right now this is going to be a moderately quiet couple of weeks. We'll see if that prediction holds up. Your phone calls are welcome. We'll get back to them in just a moment as we continue to react to what happened yesterday and look ahead to the 23 college football season.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We are back. David is up next. Good afternoon, David. Welcome in.
Okay. All right. Hey, Paul. Hey, a UK fan here in Georgia, two super quick questions. One is, if you look at the way the schedule was released yesterday, do you think it was distributed fairly across the group? And I've already forgotten my second question. But I think that's probably the biggest thing is, if you look at the way the things are distributed, does it really make sense? And do you think every team kind of came out with it in a good way?
Well, I'll say this for the 8 millionth time, but it's worth remembering this is a one-year schedule. If this was permanent, then I think there would be a lot more debate today.
Yeah.
I do think it was done
well, so
fairly.
And I remember a second question is, do you think that in the next year or two, the SEC is going to expand to 18 or 20 teams, add people like Clemson, FSU, or some other teams? Do you think that's where we're headed in the next 2 years?
No, David, I don't. I think 2 years is just simply too short of a window for that. And you know, the reasons are pretty obvious. As much as I think Clemson and Florida State would like to bail on the ACC, they can't afford to. It would cost, you know, north of $150 million, and it could get litigated beyond what anyone would want to go down, any road anyone would want to go down. So I think what you saw yesterday was just how difficult it is to absorb two schools. Now, first they had to extract themselves from the Big 12, which took about a year and a half. They had to pay a fee. They were fortunate that a new person came into the Big 12 that was aggressive and smart and decided it would make more sense to try to get along than to declare another war. But I think there will come a day, but I think it will be a number of years down the road.
Okay, awesome. All right, hey, Paul, thanks.
Thanks. And I think you probably, if you saw the show yesterday, the SEC just didn't get five or six people to sit around a room and say, hey, you know, that looks good. What about that? They replayed this a million times using analytics. They came out with a schedule. And is there a human element? Of course there is. I think the Alabama Georgia game is the human element. A&M hosting Texas. That computer didn't spit that out. That was predetermined. But mostly it's fair. It's fair now. It's fair today. This was used. They used 11 years of data. But you know, over those 11 years, Tennessee hasn't been very good. Some schools have been. So I mean, things change, and you have to deal with that. And I think there were some. I think the realization was everything can't be protected. Tell me a rivalry, a number one or two rivalry that got lost. We've heard Auburn, LSU, South Carolina, Georgia. Those are huge games, and they mean a lot, but they were not the number one or two rival from either one of those schools. Thanks for the call. Well, it may have been for South Carolina, but certainly I would say they probably got the short end of the stick. Mississippi State, Alabama, that game came out short. But most of the matchups look pretty good to me. Augie is in New Orleans. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Paul, here's a matchup we missed, and it's a traditional rival, LSU-Mississippi State. We lost that one. But we did keep LSU-Ole Miss, which is, you might say, has more romanticism
it's more important.
To it.
I mean, it's just no getting around it. LSU-Ole Miss traditionally has... That used to be LSU's biggest rival.
Oh, yeah. Well, once Tulane left the mix, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, we hate Tulane, Paul. We hate them. Hate them with the passion. So, but, Paul, what's up with this new rumor that two schools want to leave the SEC, namely Arkansas and Texas A&M? What's that about?
Augie, I have never heard that until
okay.
22 until minutes after the
okay.
hour.
All right. Well, anyway, so Paul, why couldn't the SEC get it right now? What's another year going to do for them? Because this isn't anything new. They knew Texas and Oklahoma were coming in. Are they just late to doing their book report, or
no? It was a decision made by the membership not to pass the buck here, but they did not have a majority to go to nine games.
I just don't see what another year.
Well, Augie, it's really a simple. The membership vote had a closed door conversation about it, and more than 50% of the members did not want to expand. Now, could they have been influenced? Could they have been enticed? Yeah, I heard from some people in Destin that had certain things happened. You could have persuaded one or two people to change their direction, but those things didn't happen, so therefore they stayed where they are.
Okay, you opened the door. What were those things, or are you sworn to secrecy?
I think most people think those things had to do with an enhancement from the television partner.
No, oh, so they're blaming on the ESPN, huh?
That's accurate, yes.
Okay. All right, well, I didn't hear that, and so... Commissioner Sankey couldn't have used his argument, his persuasive arguments to push them over the line. Huh?
I think here's where I think people aren't giving Greg Sankey enough credit. Yeah, I think he's plenty smart that he could have used a lot of capital. But Augie, I think you told me you were an employment attorney. Is that correct?
I didn't tell you. I told Brams, who then apparently told you.
Okay, well, I'm sorry if I got the sourcing wrong on that.
Sue me if I played too long.
My argument is you've been in a million negotiations, and sometimes you just have to accept the hands that you have, realizing that if you push too hard, it might cause irreparable harm or it might affect things. And I think Greg Sankey took a good look and knowing what he probably knew, because he could have seen the schedule at the at that moment in time, said, let's pause. We have a great schedule for next year. We'll make it better the following year, and we'll get what we want. That's how I see it.
All right. Well, hey, I wouldn't mind if we had Mississippi State and Auburn back in the schedule.
Okay. Well, I'll pass that along, Augie.
So,
by the way, Augie, I mean, I didn't accuse Augie of being a murderer. I just accused him of being what he is, an employment attorney. And he said, I told Brams that. I didn't tell you that. How would you like that guy representing you? Handsome Joe is up next.
No, Paul. If I'm gonna get somebody to represent me, it ain't gonna be a paralegal from New Orleans. That's for sure. But anyway, Paul, I want to get on to something else more important here. Now, well, for starters, that guy called in talking about people wanting to rub your head and all this, Paul. Here's what. If you want to be the luckiest person on earth, what you need to do is rub your head and my head at the same time. Tap your shoes 3 times and repeat after me. There's no place like college football. But, Paul, looking at these SEC football schedules, Paul, the SEC, it don't matter. You can put every conference together. But these matchups, I mean, they're going to be loaded with viewers. I mean, SEC is going to be the super conference, Paul. And it does make it harder to go undefeated. But with the expansion of the playoffs, I mean, you can still get a couple losses. And, you know, SEC is still going to get in there. But, you know, with Oklahoma and Texas moving in, it's going to make it tougher for some of the schools, you know, that aren't as good. You know, it's going to make it harder for them to, you know, get in there. But your main schools like LSU, Bama, you know, even Auburn, Georgia, I mean, maybe even Texas. I mean, it's going to make it easier just because of the strength of the schedule, the way it's going to be. It's going to make it even easier to make the college football playoff, you know, expanding to 12 teams. So, you know, the SEC, man, I mean, when I saw those schedules come out, Paul, that's when it became real to me just how good and awesome.
You know, I'm glad you said that because, you know, since July of 21, there's been this excitement, but it never really, it just seemed too far off. But last
night,
when those games started being released, I mean, it was a rush. I mean, I found myself being giddy. Somebody said, were you drinking during that show? I said, no, but it was fun.
That's what it feels like.
I will say the other expansions have been good. And in 2012, when A&M came to Alabama, that was a big deal. That was exciting because of the connection between the two schools. Arkansas had a connection but not a direct connection like A&M did with Paul Bryant and Gene Stallings. But everyone wants to see Oklahoma and Texas. Everyone wants them on your schedule, and everyone wants to see them at home. Or if you're not at home, you're going to those games. I mean, every fan tries to save up money, make plans, and see a road game. And I think it's pretty obvious now for every fan base which ones they want to see.
Right. And man, just looking at these schedules, I mean, I'm like on cloud nine. I mean, I could hardly sleep last night just looking at these schedules. And you got like Florida at Texas. I mean, there's games. You don't even have to be a fan of that school, but these games are just so compelling, you're going to want to watch them. Even if you're not an SEC fan, you're going to want to watch these games. These matchups are just tremendous.
It will go to another game because when you add one more game, everyone won't get that marquee game because you will have already had a couple. But how about that Georgia game next year in Tuscaloosa? Are you fired up for that one?
Oh, you better believe it, Paul. But, you know, last time Georgia played there, it wasn't no pushover. I mean, Georgia's competitive. You know, they're even better now than it was then. So, you know, I don't know if we're that much better.
Joe,
that's going to be a good game.
Joe, did you just say what I think you said? They're more competitive now than they were then. I mean, you do know Georgia's won 2 national championships, don't you?
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Georgia's more competitive now than they were. Yeah, Georgia's the team that's more competitive now. So that's what's going to make it, you know, very, very interesting because it ain't going to be a pushover game. It don't matter where that game's played at. I mean, we won in Georgia, and, you know, it's going to be a competitive game.
So you're not the least bit nervous about Georgia coming to Bryant-Denny Stadium?
Oh, no. I'm going to try my best to make that ball game. I mean, win or lose, that's going to be a barn burner, Paul. That's going to be a good one.
So, you know, but I'm just on cloud nine.
Well, Joe, we have to go to a break, but I still think that was a put down of Georgia there. There'll be a tough game. He said Georgia's no pushover. We'll take a break. More to come. More of your phone calls. Final 30 minutes straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
So look ahead to the College World Series. SEC Now follows us right here. Doc is up next in Memphis. So hello, Doc.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Man, thanks for having me, first of all. But I have a question to ask. I know the level of competition is different. So, but do we think that Deion Sanders will have success in Colorado as he did in Jackson, Mississippi?
Well, he may have it eventually, but I cannot imagine he's going to have it this year. He opens the season at TCU. He has, what is it, Nebraska next? I think he's got a pretty good chance of starting off 0-2.
Well, if you look at the players that he had that left in the transport portal, I mean, he lost some pretty key players. And, you know, I haven't heard anything of any him having any five-star recruits coming in behind that.
Well, he simply blew the whole team up, which is smart on one level, but it – you don't know what you're getting. I mean, if you get 10 people in the portal, you're – running somewhat of a risk, but I mean, he's basically got an entire team. I think what he's done is extremely exciting. I ran into somebody the other day who took his kid out to his camp because, you know, he's a star and he's going to have star quality. But I don't know how what's going to happen. If they have a 5-7 record, how much interest is going to be on Deion Sanders in November? Maybe there'll be a lot, but. You know, part of the appeal last year was, you know, he had a really good team, and they were playing in meaningful games every week.
Right, exactly. So I was just kind of concerned, you know, him joining that conference that he's in now, and
yeah,
you know, like I said, the level of competition
college football,
is different now.
And I'm not talking about local coverage, but nationally. It's very treetop oriented. You have who's in the playoffs, and then there are a couple of programs that generate standalone interest. But Colorado's not one of them, and without Deion, virtually no one would care. But you know, we'll care a lot before the season starts, and we'll care a lot the first 2 weeks. The question is what happens after that. Now, if Deion pulls some wins, then everything I said goes out the window. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Ned is up next in Baton Rouge. Ned, good afternoon.
Hey, so LSU going to the College World Series. I'm thinking we need to start Christian Little against for game one. I don't know what you think about that, Paul, but, I mean, I'll tell you what. What's going to happen is Skeen's going to get worn out, and we're going to need him later.
Well, Ned, it takes some magic to win, but the most important thing, I think, and I am by no means a college baseball expert. We'll have one on tomorrow, but what you have to you need to win quickly. LSU got a really tough draw, and against Tennessee. So it's a gamble no matter what they do. You can't sit around and worry about the second or third game if you don't win the first one. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll talk a lot about that tomorrow as we get closer to the World Series. Stetson is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. I'm a old-time Florida guy. The first football game I ever watched was Steve Spurrier in the Orange Bowl when he beat Georgia Tech.
Wow.
1960.
That was a few years ago.
That was a few years ago. I love what the SEC has done with all these games. They are fantastic. But the one game that it hurts me, and I think you've heard it from a few other people, is that Florida didn't get to renew this series with Auburn. And I don't think a lot of people understand. They have played 84 times. This is not, you know, just another series. And some of the games were just off the chart. And there's one that pains me to bring back to mind, but it will help try and get everybody to understand how much it is a rivalry. Tommy Bowden came to Gainesville. And it was a back and forth barn burner.
That was what, 94? Is that correct?
It sounds right.
Yeah,
it was early.
It was. I was on the field when this happened.
Were you?
Yeah, Terry Bowden went undefeated his first year. He beat Spurrier.
That was.
And then the second year, Florida was number one in the country. And I'm trying to remember exactly how it went down. And Florida had the lead, and Spurrier was trying to run it up, and he threw. And who was it that threw the interception? I can't remember. But Auburn won the game at the end.
Let me give you a little bit of the local news on it. When young Bowden was winning the game at halftime, he called
Bobby.
Daddy.
He sure did.
And he asked him. He said, "Dad, what do I do? How do I beat these guys?" And Bobby just said, in Bobby fashion, "Son, you're winning. Just keep doing what you're doing." And everybody was like, "Oh, I can't believe he can call Bobby Bowden for advice at halftime."
Well, I can tell you, Steve Spurrier, when he found out about that after the game, he went ballistic. I mean, he was that rivalry was pretty intense, as you know.
It was. It was a beautiful time, and when they switched to a series where you had to have just certain every year rivals, the word was, I don't know if this made any influence or not, but the word was everybody wanted to stop by New Orleans, so let's pick LSU.
No, it was truly a great game, and I will never forget that game.
They've had some barn burners. It's like listening to Tim Tebow go, "Man, I'm glad we don't have to play them. I was 0-2 against them."
No, I'm trying to remember because the end of the game, I believe it was Bo Nix's father throwing to Frank's, I think it was Frank Sanders. Does that sound right? Yeah, it was
Sanford, right in the
Sanders,
corner of
yeah,
the end zone.
Frank Sanders. It was an amazing game, but Bowden won that game, and he was undefeated through two seasons, except he got to Georgia at the end of the 94 season and tied, and then he lost to Alabama the following game. Auburn was on probation at the time. They were on probation in 93. And they could not be on television. In 94, that game was on television. It was an ABC game. Distinctly remember that. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. Much more right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.